Now, 34 years on from your older brother's diagnosis, you know two children with diabetes, your friend's daughter and your nephew. Would you like to reflect on that?
Yeah. Well, they're both 14. Obviously, she's had it a lot longer than he has. I think that their lives are easier with diabetes now as a teenager than compared with Tom's, because they've got the pen and not the great big syringe. They've got fancy machines for your blood sugar levels. People are much more involved. There's more of a pastoral care element to it, I think. And just children are different. You know, they're going to speak their minds. They're both complete sweethearts. You wouldn't know it was there. They are different. I mean, I know that I've seen my friend's daughter have many more sweet things in her life than Jed does. And that will reflect my brother's attitude to it, now I think of it, about the low blood sugar thing, and my friend's attitude to it, which was obviously different. They're both well, happy, lovely. And I think that they've probably benefited from, you know, the recent changes in attitude, which still have got to change. But I think that my friend, think that she probably had a harder time having such a young kid get it, and also not knowing anyone except a friend who had any connection with it, whereas my brother had been steeped in it for 30 years by the time, you know, 40 years by the time his son came around with it. So it's a different world for them, and I think that they'll probably take it more in their stride than Tom and Anna had to.